Bob Ballinger, a professor of business administration at Washington and Lee University, says charging tax on internet sales won't make much difference for bricks and mortar stores. They'll still be at a big disadvantage because their overhead is higher.
They have to have more employees. They have to have higher priced real estate because most brick and mortar stores are located in malls or in downtown areas that have very expensive rent. Well, an online operation can operate out of a garage or a warehouse, and they just need a lot less people.
And how much difference does that make?
The overhead is so much less for an online store that most of them can offer free shipping, make the same margins or even better margins and sell at a lower price.
Still, Ballinger believes Congress will eventually vote for sales tax on internet purchases because states are losing too much money.
About $22 billion worth of revenue to be split up among the states that charge sales tax. And what's interesting is that most people should be paying this tax anyhow, because most states now require that when you fill out your income tax form, there's a line on there how much sales were internet sales, and you need to pay the tax on that. But the compliance rate on that is about 3%. And so states are basically saying we want to be able to have access to this revenue.
Ballinger, who lives in Lexington, says internet sellers enjoy one other big advantage, convenience. For people who don't want to drive from rural areas to cities or fight urban traffic, buying from the internet is a blessing. I'm Sandy Houseman.